Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting second. The second baseman, Alex Camporis. Batting third. The right fielder, Jimmy Ripple. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Mel Ott. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Hank Lieber. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Johnny McCarthy. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gus Mancuso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Schumacher. Pitching for the New York Giants, Hal Schumacher. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Herman. Batting third. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Frank Demery. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Ripper Collins. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dizzy Dean. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dizzy Dean. And now, play ball. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a pop-up towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Camporis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dean fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges takes first base on ball four. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gerges. The throw from Mancuso and he is safe. Gerges steals second. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gerges moves to third. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack hits a fly ball into left field. Seeds catches it for the out, and throws it away. That's an error on Seeds. Gerges scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen takes first base on ball four. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott takes first base on ball four. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ott moves to third. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ott scores. Two outs. It's Giants, 1, Cubs, 1. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a pop-up towards third. Ott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a fly ball into right field. Ripple settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCarthy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Collins for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Schumacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schumacher strikes out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-1 in the game. Bartel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alex Camporis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporis is 0-for-1 in the game. Camporis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dizzy Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seeds. Dean reaches second base with a double. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-1 in the game. Herman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dean moves to third. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-1 in the game. Hack hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Gallen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripple strikes out. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Ott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0-for-1 in the game. Lieber hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seeds. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-1 in the game. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Schumacher, and towards Bartel, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Reynolds moves to third. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hartnett hits a fly ball into center field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Reynolds scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Cubs. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dizzy Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Dean hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Collins moves to third. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gerges hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ripple. Gerges reaches second base with a double. Ripple throws the ball into Bartel, who tags Gerges trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Collins scores. Dean moves to third. It's 3-1, Cubs. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Tony Lazzari now playing shortstop. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCarthy hits a pop-up towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-1 in the game. Mancuso hits a pop-up towards short. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Blondie Ryan now playing shortstop. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-2 in the game. Hack hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ott fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ryan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Schumacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schumacher is 0-for-1 in the game. Schumacher hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Blondie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Camporis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporis is 0-for-2 in the game. Camporis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-2 in the game. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Camporis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hartnett hits a line drive into left field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCarthy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Collins for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripple hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ripple for the out. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Ott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0 for 2 in the game. Lieber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ott moves to second. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCarthy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dizzy Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Dean hits a fly ball into center field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari strikes out. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schumacher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0 for 2 in the game. Mancuso hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jojo Moore pinch hits for Hal Schumacher. Jojo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore strikes out. Two outs. Blondie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0 for 1 in the game. Ryan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jumbo Brown now pitching. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Campora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Campora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 3 in the game. Demery strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Luke Ayaza pinch hits for Alex Camporis. Luke Ayaza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ayaza hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 0 for 3 in the game. Ripple hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lieber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dean fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and New York Giants, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.